We want the attitude at which we even come to our posture to mirror what we are trying to cultivate. What we are trying to cultivate is relaxed intimacy, relaxed awareness of what's happening moment by moment. So we're going to invite the body into what is comfortable as a still posture. For some of us, that's sitting. For some of us, temporarily standing is a good way to meet the body and let it be still. And for some, actually lying down is helpful. If you're just beginning practice, when you lie down, you'll probably just nod off and go to sleep. So it's not suggested unless you have a lot of body pain or you have medical issues. So for most of us, the sitting posture is where we can let the body find this balance between ease, where you might take a deeper breath, where you might give a relaxed out breath. So we want to at least give the body the permission for this to be something the body would enjoy. Being still, being at rest. And then we can go deeper and allow our bodies to let go of any unconscious holding patterns. Now, because they're unconscious, we often don't even know we're doing it. We have so many bracing patterns in our bodies where we're raising our shoulders slightly, or where we're not breathing as deeply as we could, or there's tension in our legs or our abdomen. So the body has developed habits of tension, trying to keep up with the demands of the day. And so we can come to a still posture, and then, as much as we are able, we tell the body, hey, I promise you get to relax here. You can let go of anything being held. Sometimes I imagine myself coming home after shopping. I've got grocery bags and barely gotten my keys out of my pocket. I've opened the door. You come in and you put the grocery bags down. And there's this success and there's this relief. Ah. So one grocery bag is full of everything we are still trying to figure out about the past. You put that down on the counter, down on the floor. So it'll be there at the end of the day if you need it. But you get to relax in relationship to the past. In your other arm, you can put down this grocery bag, this thing we walk around with, which is all the complications in relationship to the future. Then there's a third thing you can put down is bringing any type of stress into how we're relating to the present. So you get to find resting in the present to be a pleasant experience, a relieving experience. We put aside the past, we put aside the future. We're not going to bring a heavy work ethic towards the present. We're relaxing. We are simplifying. We are exhaling burdens and complexities. And if we did nothing more than this with the day, but repeatedly invited ourselves to let go, relax, temporarily disentangle from past and future, your day would be well spent. And then within this field, we're creating a relaxation, ease, and simplicity. If we only emphasize that, most of us would relax, but then would become this drifty, spaced outness. The next thing we know, our minds are caught up in old habits, or they're spaced out, checked out. So the next part of the practice is to keep welcoming relaxation and ease, letting go of habits that come in that bring in stress, bring in agitation. We keep letting those go. And then to lightly connect us to the stream of the present, you can begin appreciating simple sounds like bird calls, sound of a housemaid in the kitchen, car driving by, very simple sounds can help us attuned to the present. So we have the mode of relaxation happening. And we introduce this appreciation of the present. And you can stay with these two, relaxation and appreciating sounds. And at some point we have relaxed to the point where we can actually start to feel our bodies. And if our bodies are relaxed, some of what we're feeling is a pleasant experience of the body relaxing. You might allow yourself to become aware of your body. If there's a lot of pain that grabs your attention right away, I would stay with hearing the attitude of relaxing. If you can start to be aware of your body's sensations, then we can let body sensations be part of what holds us wakefully in the stream of what's happening, while we keep remembering this is a relaxing process. How can I remind myself to relax, but not be adrift in the relaxation? And lastly, we can find that the experience of breathing in and out can also be a place that helps us not space out. And as we're aware of our breath, it might also help us relax. So by using gentle, patient effort, see if you can stay relaxed while you appreciate breathing in and breathing out. Gently let go of wherever your mind and your attention has wandered to. And relax into feeling your next breath. For most of us, we need a global attitude of ease and relaxation and permission to relax. And then from within that relaxation, we pay attention so we're not adrift. Habitually, we try to get meditation correct by emphasizing focused attention. And all the while, what we really need is more ease, the habit of ease, the habit of letting go, the habit of being content with simple experiences. I invite you to cultivate this ease and then work on stabilizing attention from within ease. Otherwise, your practice might accidentally be stressful, be too much about achieving or gaining. So practice letting go, practice being at ease. And then enjoy the ease with mindfulness, with attentiveness. have a commitment to being relaxed, to being at ease, and to being simple, we can put in a little more care to not space out, to not be adrift. And so, appreciating one breath at a time helps us connect consciously to our direct experience. So while breathing in, you can be aware you're breathing in. While breathing out, you can be aware you're breathing out. And you can practice letting go.